BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Wednesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast starts now. It is Bumble Air Wednesday. Alice Levine's on Real or No Real. We hear what really happens when you're a barista at a coffee shop from an ex-employee. And one of our listeners has a show and tell, which becomes more of a confession.
BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Start the show, Pitbull and Kesha, Timber on BBC Radio 1. AJ in Staffordshire says, you are geeing me up for a massive bumbleo today with that tune. And hello to 947 on the text, who's just sent me a picture of a load of timber. Cheers for that.
BBC
Radio
1.
I like reading out the last three numbers of texts.
It sounds a bit old school to me, that. Is that what used to happen?
A little bit, slightly pirate radio.
Bumbleo today, though. You know what? I woke up this morning and thought, "Oh, it's like a mini Christmas." This, when you realise it's Bumbleo, you get strangely excited.
Yeah, I don't know why people get so excited, but I guess it's just that signal that like you're halfway through what you've got to do this week.
Mm.
You know, this is how seriously people take Bumbleo. Carl in Edinburgh sets an alarm on his phone at 2:38 and again at 2:39, just so he makes sure he's near the radio to hear it at 2:40. It's just us playing Bumbleo by the Gypsy Kings, but it seems to really work for people in a kind of you've made it to Wednesday kind of way.
Yeah, but it's never at a regular time, so there's a flaw in that plan, because often it is at that time.
But sometimes not.
But sometimes you catch people by surprise and do it like right at the start of the show. That's happened before.
But I am thinking, Carl in Edinburgh, that your alarm for today is correct.
Okay.
Also, I saw this on Twitter earlier. Amanda, who has moved a meeting at work that was supposed to be at 2:30. The meeting was 2:30 till 3, a fairly important meeting at work. She's moved it because obviously she's thinking that Bumbleo will happen then, so she's moved it 3 till 3:30.
I'd love to be CC'd on that email that went to the boss. Sorry, I can't make that meeting. I've got Bumbleo between 2:30 and 3.
Now, I don't think she's said that to them.
Oh.
She's not said that's the reason she's moving it, but she has, and she's told me. Has anyone else actually moved anything out of their life today to make way to make sure you hear Bumbleo on Radio 1? I'd like to hear from you.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is insane. Mac from Ross Vegas. Where's that? Rossendale? I think so.
I imagine so, yeah.
Says, I delay my lunch break by hours on Wednesday so that I'm in the office when Bumbleo happens. Someone was supposed to be going to the cinema with their girlfriend tonight, but has now booked it a bit later on so they don't miss it.
I mean, there's loads of people who plan their driving around it, you know, plan to have rest breaks around the Bumbleo time.
Tom says, if this was the first time you'd ever heard this show, you'd be like, what are those guys on about? Yeah, we play Bumbleo by the Gypsy Kings and everyone goes crazy for it. They have a little dance because it's Wednesday and halfway through the week. I think I explained that okay. Yeah. It's still weird if you're a new listener.
It's just great because it feels like it's downhill to the weekend from here on in. And that always feels far easier. The next bit of the week just flies by after Bumbleo.
Rachel, you need to have a word for yourself, Rachel. My dentist said he could either see me today or not until the 14th of December. I booked the 14th because I don't want to miss Bumbleo Wednesday.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Matt Evanson was an absolute dream on Innuendo Bingo yesterday. Wasn't it a good one?
It was a really good one, yeah.
Sucks to be you if you missed it. It was a brilliant, brilliant bingo yesterday. Wetness all round and some brilliant clips. Now, Matt, you love The Apprentice.
I do. Very much. It's my favourite show.
Water, please.
Oh, no.
I don't know what you think, but I don't know whether the announcer on BBC One's got the right show here.
They'll get their just desserts next on BBC One and a creaming in the boardroom from The Apprentice.
Thing is, you two are equally good at spraying, so
yeah. You
have met your match with him, 100%. And now, Strictly star Jeremy Vine. Sadly, exited Strictly at the weekend.
Did he? Oh, I love Jeremy Vine.
He's so good, yeah. On Radio 2, Jeremy is. Now, I don't know here whether the caller misheard Jeremy's question.
Meanwhile, I think we have got somebody in there. Pigeon Loft, are you there?
I certainly am, yeah.
So you're a pigeon fancier?
I am, yes. I've been for 55 years.
How many pigeons have you got with you?
At this moment, I'm looking at 20 cocks in front of me.
There are some highlights on Radio 1 Facebook right now, and that's had over 300,000 views. It was just so good yesterday.
Really good. Really, really good fun.
And it relies, you know, it relies on the clips from you lot, so keep sending them in. If you see something on TV you think will be good, scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Now we're going over to Lost Kingdoms of Central America, which is back on BBC iPlayer. Now, I love it when a documentary gets exclusive access. I mean, think about it. What an exciting thing this is to watch on a big telly.
Y básicamente está en la región del jaguar. El jaguar representa la fertilidad. Entonces, está en una región muy importante donde surge el hule.
This is the first time that these balls have ever been filmed or seen on television.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello, Radio 1.
Hello, it's Brian.
Hello?
Hello.
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 Your name's Brian?
Yes.
It's not, though, is it?
No.
Oh.
No? Well, okay. This is weird. Why are you saying your name's Brian, then?
For secrecy. I'm not allowed to say my name.
I see what's going on here, Scott. Brian wants to be anonymous.
All right. So can I just ask, you're clearly a girl.
Yes.
Were you just trying to be a man, then?
Yeah.
And that's why you called yourself Brian?
Yes, I have a cold, so it helps.
Okay.
Don't ruin it, Scott. Just go along with it.
All right, Brian, how can I help you?
It was about the thing that you were talking about, the coffee shop with the whipped cream.
Yes, we were saying about this yesterday. I was in one of these large chain of coffee shops, and I'm sure they asked me if I wanted whipped cream.
I take it we're talking about one of those big coffee stores, you know, the chain ones,
huge.
Right? Right, okay.
And I was wondering if they've changed the name of whipped cream to whooped cream. Do you work there, Brian?
I used to.
Oh, you lost the voice now, Brian.
It's hard to keep.
Do you want me to help you out with that?
Yes, please.
Hang on a minute. You want a bit deeper, yeah?
A bit deeper, yes.
Right, wait right there. Try now, Brian.
Okay.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Hang on, I'm just trying to get the right level of deep.
Okay.
So you used to work in this shop?
Yeah. What it is, because we have all these people coming in so fast and you have to be serving them within, like, a ridiculous time, you're speaking to the person next to you who's making the drink and you're saying it so fast that you'll see, like, a large caramel hot chocolate with whipped cream and all the sprinkles and all that. So it naturally comes out like whipped cream, like even now.
Yeah.
So when you said it, I had to repeat it to see if I did say it like whipped or whooped, and I do say it like whipped cream now.
Okay, so it's your fault. It's because you're saying it fast.
Yeah, and we're saying it so many times, like with every drink, you have to say, do you want whipped cream?
I'm distracted by Brian's voice. Can you explain exactly what Brian just said to me, Scott?
Okay, Brian said, when you're serving people in the coffee shop, you're obviously serving a lot of people very fast. Sometimes whipped cream comes out as whooped cream because you're saying it a lot.
Oh, okay. It's just one of those things that happens because you're having to say it so many times and so fast.
You're saying it for every drink.
So it's not. There wasn't a memo that was sent out, Brian, saying from
change
now on we're going to be calling it whooped cream for some PR.
No. No, I'm afraid not. It just comes out so naturally because how fast you say it.
Yeah, it's not hard to say whipped cream, though, a number of times and fast.
If you tried it for a day, trying not to say whoop, it's difficult.
Is it, though?
Yes.
Whipped.
But it's clearly a problem, then.
Try.
It's clearly a problem, then, because if something hasn't gone out from head office saying we're going to call it whooped cream from now on, you're not the only one, Brian. There's loads of people that were messaging in yesterday saying they call it whooped cream.
Yeah, I didn't realise I said it.
Yeah, this is Radio 1.
This is amazing because you're like our inside person, because there's loads of people who claim to have been in the coffee shop when the server has said it, but we haven't had many members of staff on to confirm exactly what's going on.
Yeah, I don't work there anymore, so I can tell you a lot about this.
Oh, brilliant.
This is good. So you're an ex-member of staff?
Yes.
I bet you've got loads of secrets.
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh, God, no, I don't think that's unfortunate.
Depends how you look at it.
Mm, okay. I'm keen to hear more, so I'm going to play a track and come back to you in a minute, Brian.
Okay.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Brian was just on, talking about one of the major coffee chains. I thought that they were now saying whooped cream instead of whipped cream. I'm sure they said that to me in the coffee shop the other day. Brian says it's just because you have to say it fast to a lot of customers and it just comes out as whooped.
I still find it a bit weird because you can still say whipped without saying whooped. It does suggest it's a personal choice thing. But anyway, I believe Brian.
Yeah, it's
hang on.
Oh, Brian, what's going on with your voice again?
Go on, Brian.
Am I okay?
Yeah, you're fine now.
No one will know.
No, honestly, I didn't choose to say whoops, but I didn't know.
Brian wants to be anonymous, of course, Scott.
That's right, I've used the voice changer here on Brian to make him sound deeper. It's a girl, obviously. You said you got loads of stories, though, Brian, being an ex-employee.
Yes.
What can you tell me?
It's mainly the name thing, that came out.
What, when you have to write their name on the cup?
Yeah, you have to ask their name. And then you write the name on the cup, and then you say, drink for Sally. And instead of saying, like, a cappuccino, things like that.
Can you say the word cup for me again, Brian?
Cup.
I'm sure you just said coop.
Okay, I get what you're saying. It was annoying when the name thing came in, because suddenly you had to call drinks by names rather than just cappuccino, stuff like that. So here's my first question. Do you get people's names wrong on purpose so that they then take a picture of it and put it on their Instagram?
Yeah.
What?
You know the type that come in and you know they're just going to post it on Instagram?
Right, yeah.
Those types of people, just to ruin their day that little bit. Because they'll just be like saying, oh, just gone to the coffee to get a sneaky one of these. And guess what she did? Spelt my name wrong.
So I've had the theory for years that that is something that's come from the company. You spell their name wrong on purpose, so they get loads of free advertising on social media. Is that true?
No, it doesn't. They tell you to spell it out. So you say to the person, how do you spell your name? But I still get it wrong.
I see. So you were just getting it wrong anyway. There wasn't, again, this wasn't like a memo handed down from the top.
No, they did say try and get it right. If you can't get it right, do a smiley face. But then when someone's told you their name and spelt it out and you do a smiley face, it's a bit of a kick in the face. At least try. They were coming in every day anyway, so we weren't going to lose money. And it was just a name at the end of the day.
And you're not like an official spokesman for the company and never have been, really. You're just someone that used to work there.
Yeah, you're just an ex-employee.
Yeah, just make coffee.
Yeah, I once went to a coffee shop, do you remember, Scott? And I asked them to write my name on the coffee cup, which was spelled D-A-H-D-E-E, Dardy. Yes. So that when they called my name, they sounded needy.
Yeah.
Daddy? Dardy?
What other names did they give on the cups, just to annoy you?
When people say their names Pinocchio or Pocahontas, like, you get that wrong on purpose.
Yeah.
Because it's just stupid. Or if you do know it, you just boss it out.
I'm starting to realise why you're not an employee of this company anymore.
Yeah, that's part of more of the secrets that go on underneath.
Brian, your voice is making me feel a bit weird. I might change it a bit.
Okay.
You're very deep.
It's
there.
Hard to focus on what Brian's saying at the moment.
Yes.
Brian?
Yes.
That's better.
Okay.
But could just sound like your normal voice now.
Are we still going along with this charade that Brian is, in fact, Brian? Really? I mean, come on.
Brianette.
It's ridiculous.
Do you
Scott.
Think lose the voice changer?
I don't know who we're trying to fool anymore.
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
Oh, wow,
hello.
You're much higher now.
Oh, am I?
Yeah, that's all right.
And what's your real name?
Brian.
Right, okay, she's not budging on that. Now, a while ago, we were talking about this on the show. And as an ex-employee, you can tell me now, because obviously if you still work there, you're not allowed to say anything. Tell me about the secret menu.
The secret menu.
I've heard that at a lot of these coffee shops, there is a secret menu, which you can get if you know the right code and that.
It's more if you talk to us, we will spill all the different flavours you can have.
But what are you saying? Are there under-the-counter flavours?
Ones out the back, like Christmas ones that come in October, if you ask for them, we can't refuse you. And you can get a white hot chocolate with caramel or vanilla or hazelnut.
Whoa,
or
and these are not on the menu, are they?
No, but they are expensive.
Is there a code word that you've got to give? Is there a name for these things?
You need to kind of ask, do you do a white hot chocolate? And if they say no, you need to say, well, you do. And they go, yeah, we do.
What, so could I have like a gingerbread coffee in like June?
If they still got the syrup, it doesn't go out of date for ages, so you probably could if you ask for it. I mean, the only reason why they order so much is because the staff have it all year round.
Do they?
Oh, yeah. If you're on a late shift, you make yourself a drink to take home with you. You can make whatever you want.
Oh, that's the dream. What else could you get that's not on menu?
White chocolate with strawberries and cream frappuccino. Whoa. There's like a Solero one, like the ice cream. It's just like a mango ice creamy smoothie. It's really tasty. And you can have whipped cream on everything.
Whipped cream
on everything.
Obviously, this isn't company policy, but if you get friendly with one of the staff, you could be on for all the drinks, different ones.
Oh, yeah. You get freebies if you're friends with us.
It's great having a secret insider barista, isn't it?
Yeah.
She doesn't work there anymore.
We know everything. We know a lot about people. We hear a lot about people's lives.
Okay. Blimey, that was a bit sinister.
It's like being a hairdresser.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone just talks to you.
Beware of the barista.
Well, thanks, ex-employee.
No problem. Next time, just talk to a barista, and I'm sure they'll give you a free one.
Okay. That's what I'm taking away from this conversation.
Be extra friendly to the coffee person.
Yeah.
That's the lesson, isn't it?
You'll get some whooped cream.
Yes.
Whooped.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
When the nurses, they came, said it's come back again. I wasn't expecting that. Then you closed your eyes. You took my heart by surprise. I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah, my new favourite game on Radio 1 is the Jamie Lawson game. So one person starts and does the song. Then you have to continue the lyrics rhyming and it ends with I wasn't expecting that.
It's really good. It should be, for me, it should be a TV show. It should be the new X Factor.
Okay, you ready?
I don't know if I'm ready.
You've got a rhyming dictionary, have you?
No. This is Chris Smith with the news, that's right. And Greg James playing the game for the first time.
Well, I saw a giraffe. It was wearing a scarf.
Oh, no, I wasn't expecting that. That's good. Okay.
I ate a scotch egg.
It was as big as your head.
No, I wouldn't be expecting that. Fair play. Okay.
Two out of two.
I went to Swansea
because I needed a wee.
Wasn't expecting that.
Is that a good one?
Just about.
I listened to some Sam Smith
whilst having a lover's tiff.
Yes.
I wasn't expecting that.
So good. It's my new fave.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, are we ready?
I'm ready.
I feel ready for it. Yeah, we're halfway through the week.
Amor de compra y venta. Amor del pasado. Ven, 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 ven.
Line 6, hello.
Hi, Paddy, it's Scott in Bournemouth.
It's not there. Who are you?
Paddy in Bournemouth.
Right, good.
Are you going to not fart on me anymore, Daniel?
I'm not.
Bit of yesterday's show there.
My mind's telling me no, but my body's telling me yes.
Rubbish. Oh.
Good luck.
Oh, no, I don't like it.
Genuinely does not like it.
It's James off of Milton Keynes.
Hi there.
Hi. Writing boobies on a graphing calculator.
Oh, what's the kitty?
Where are you? 81199. This is Bumbleo Wednesday. Horace Yasso and Early Breakfast has been calling it for the last 2 weeks. Jumbleo Wednesday.
Scott Mills is on from one. He's got Jumbleo Wednesday.
You're doing it wrong.
He's been doing this for 2 weeks, yeah.
Jess in Cumbria, first one through. Hi. Haid from Taunton. Bumbleoing is whooped cream off on the M5. Tracy in Edgware loves it. Chris, Harry and James in Essex, bumbleoing in the warehouse. Yeah, says Dan, bumbleoing in Cirencester. And Meathead and Kirky are bumbleoing like it's 1999. Okay, good.
Bumbleo.
Jumbleo Wednesday.
He's doing it wrong. Halfway through the week, though, Mills.
So pleased. Aaron in Eastbourne. Richard bumbleoing in a field of badgers on his beet harvester.
Oh, wow. Oh, what a huge shout-out that is.
I know. Awesome gap, says Dan and Wayne.
Good luck to Charlotte in her new job. Apparently last day in radio chemistry lab, Scott.
Oh, right. Probably your last bumbleo live for a while, then.
Really go for it.
Come on, shake it. Clap.
Happy bit.
Clap your hands. Clap your hands.
I think your example.
From the front to the back. People are looking at me in my car. I love this. There's Kathy in Haven. Bring on the weekend. Hello, Kathy. Kathy's band?
No. Could be Kathy Getter.
Oh, I love that. Matt and Doug, hello. I'm twerking like Beyonce. That's someone in Wrexham, doesn't leave their name. Liam in King's Lynn, bumbleoing his gingerbread latte off with whooped cream and strawberries. Are you ready?
Whoop, whoop.
I'll see you, I'll see you.
BBC Radio 1.
Hello?
Hello, Scott. It's Karis.
Hi, Kaz. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Good. Not much. Loads of uni work.
You're doing loads of uni work?
Yeah.
You're really giggly.
I'm really nervous.
What are you studying?
Criminology.
Oh, criminology.
Lol.
I like a giggler.
Have you rang just to giggle?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, then thanks for your call. Bye. No, actually, how can I help?
So I have a show and tell.
Oh, awesome.
Oh, yes. This is when someone brings something new to the table that maybe we don't know about. What have you got for me?
I watch proposal wedding videos on YouTube and I cry at them.
Oh, I wasn't expecting that.
That's a strange show and tell. So your show and tell is what, something that you do to make yourself cry?
Yeah, like if I'm sad, like that makes me happy, so I cry happy tears instead of sad tears.
So this is more of a confession, really, of something that you do.
Yeah, I would say it was a confession.
I can't say that I've ever watched a proposal video on YouTube.
No, they do whole, like, compilations, there's loads of things.
Okay.
On YouTube of proposals.
So you watch these proposal videos to make yourself cry?
Yeah, well, when I'm sad, like, a bit down, maybe, like, it just makes me happy. Like, I love all things wedding, and, like, if it's a Disney proposal, it just makes me really happy, so I cry, so it's a happy tears.
All right, so it makes you feel better?
Yeah.
Even though it's other people's wedding proposals, it's not like your own or anything, or family members or anything like that.
Because it's like, that's obviously what someone's been waiting for a long time. So it's like the built-up moment of them being proposed to is really cute.
Oh, it is cute.
Do you turn up at random people's weddings?
No. No. Not that far.
Do you have anything to do with weddings?
Yeah, I'm a silver service waitress
I
at
knew it.
Big functions.
I knew
How
it.
Did you know that?
I knew it because there are girls that are just obsessed with weddings, and you're one of those, right, Kaz?
Yep, completely.
So, what does a girl who's obsessed with weddings do? I know, I'm going to go and work at weddings, and that's what you do.
I do. I work at weddings.
And what do you do, sorry? Are you a waitress at these weddings?
So I'm a silver service waitress, so we do like private functions. So I serve them their food, their wine, give drinks reception, so I serve them champagne. I then work on the bar in the evening with the evening reception.
Oh, no. So when the speeches are on, do you start crying?
No, we don't stay in the room for that.
What about first dance? You cry at
them? First dance sometimes, depending on the song.
But you're working at the wedding and then you burst into tears.
It's more of a silent tear. It's
I'm
fine.
So happy for you.
So you working at weddings goes alongside you being at uni?
Yep.
You've done the right thing there. You're earning a bit of extra cash on the side doing something that you love, weddings.
Yep, and I've got loads of ideas for when I ever get married. So,
oh,
really,
wow.
It's all helped.
Are you one of those people that has maybe a Pinterest page, even though you're not planning on getting married, but you just want everything to start coming together for it?
Everything. So when I do get married, if I ever get married, everything's all planned and worked out.
Right. Wow. That's quite a hard thing to speak to a new boyfriend about, isn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah.
Hi, okay, we've just started going out, but I do have it all planned.
Yeah, probably not the best conversations to start with.
Have you got a boyfriend at the moment?
Yeah.
Does he know about your obsession for weddings?
I was at his when I was crying at them the other day.
It's not scaring him off, no?
No, not really. He just kind of laughs at me.
So what, what does he do whilst you're doing this? He'll be playing FIFA or something like that, and then
FIFA or Call of Duty.
Right, and then you've just got your headphones on, laptop, watching these proposal videos.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, first dance videos, proposal videos. If they come up on my Twitter or, like, on my first page of YouTube, I will watch them.
I don't understand this. So what proposal video is? So it's someone who happens to have videoed someone proposing.
Yeah. So like, there's a load of Disney ones where people have got like Disney characters and like flash mobs, and like there's some really cute ones where they're not expecting it and they get proposed to. There's some really cute ones.
This is a very odd show and tell because you're just confessing to something that you do, but I like it.
Yeah.
Do you reckon loads of girls do this?
Yeah, I know. A lot of my friends, sometimes we can send them to each other, like, look how cute this video is.
Yes.
Is this something that a lot of people do?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I think a lot of people do it secretly.
Listen, with your knowledge, would you be able to maybe help me find a good or a couple of these good proposal videos online?
I probably could, yeah.
Okay, right. I'm going to play a track now, and then I'm going to ask you, while the track's playing, the best ones in your opinion.
Okay, no problem.
Wait right there, I'll come back to you. Chris, I think we should have a look at these in a minute.
Well, not if it's going to make me cry.
I'm just going to get the info now, wait there. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. One. Just speaking to Kaz, who called up for a show and tell today. A weird one, because it's a show and tell about her and how she likes to watch wedding proposal videos on YouTube a lot. It's not just her, loads of her friends. And we've just looked. There are so many.
So many. And they get all the views as well. I mean, look at this one. Aussie guy proposes to girlfriend in packed cinema. Over 5 million views, that one. Look at this one. Most romantic Disney proposal ever. 2 years ago. That's 2 million views on that one.
Yeah, Kaz, you're not on your own here. Loads of people do
it. I'm not. It makes people happy.
Do you know what? The cynical side of me says, Scott, we should do a proposal video.
What, you and me?
Me and you, just for the views.
Yeah. Would you watch that, Kaz?
I would. I'd totally watch that.
Okay. Let's do it.
What I find a little strange about this, Scott, is Kaz, correct me if I'm wrong, you watch these videos because they make you cry?
Not necessarily because they make me cry. They make me happy, so I cry.
Yeah, right. Okay, it's happy tears, isn't it?
It's happy tears.
But all the same, you do end up crying. You watch these knowing that it's going to evoke that emotion.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So this one I've got here is called Pictionary Proposal. Seen that one?
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Yeah, of course.
Is that a good one?
Yeah, that is a good one. I do like that one.
Okay, let's look at it together now, Chris. You'll hear this on Radio 1, obviously. Got the video here. Pictionary proposal. Let's see if anyone sheds a tear. Ready, Kaz?
I'm ready.
Okay, so we've got a guy and a girl here, and they're playing the game Pictionary. Hello.
People.
Yes.
People go to church.
All right.
We go to church.
Gather, come on.
You and me go to church?
Yes.
We go to church.
Yes,
for...
What's this?
What's going to happen now, do you think? Is someone going to walk in during the game?
It sounds like he's desperately trying to paint a picture here.
Yeah. People go to church.
Come on.
Let's do this. Come on.
What?
Write it down.
Will you marry me?
I mean, this is pretty obvious. He's drawn a church and he's written, "Will you marry me?" And she still hasn't got it.
Thing is, it's a lovely idea, isn't it? But actually, if you don't write the words down, which is the rules, like, it's actually quite a challenge.
I think the penny's about to drop.
Yes. Will you marry me, baby?
What?
Will you marry me?
Oh, come on. I mean, obviously, this is only one round of the game, but she, from what I'm taking from this, is rubbish at Pictionary.
I mean, I imagine they've been playing this for a while. It must have been a long evening.
Yeah, I hope this is the end of the night.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's she going to say?
You got to answer him.
You
got to
answer me, then.
Yes.
It's a yes. I mean, several of the rules weren't, abided by in that game, but oh well. Proposal's a proposal. Do you feel emotional?
Not so much. Kaz?
I'm happy. It makes me happy.
She is awful at that, isn't she?
Yeah, she's probably not the best player.
He must have been thinking while it was happening, oh, come on, love. This is my one chance.
Kaz, you're the expert, right? So we've got to ask, how would you like to be proposed by? Dream scenario.
I've already got this plan.
Okay, tell us.
At a gig, either a You Me at Six or a Mayday Parade gig during my favourite song.
Okay.
And what happens? The band do the proposing or what? Like,
no, I don't mind anything, even if it's just like in the crowd.
Does he have to get does he have to get the music stopped or are you just happy for it?
No. I want like the song playing in the background.
Oh, okay. So this needs to take you to a You Me at Six gig?
Yeah, pretty much. You Me at Six, Crash or,
But what about if they split up between now and you getting married?
I mean, that would be quite sad.
Okay, sorry, because bands do sometimes break up and that. But.
Well, they do. They've got a new album in the works, so I should be okay.
Yeah, well, when are you going to get married?
Next 5 years.
Oh, she's really got it planned. Would your boyfriend be listening now, do you think?
I hope not.
Yeah, because he is on, got a time limit going on now.
Yeah,
unless you get a new one. Anyway, it's not for me to.
Scott, you would be a fantastic wedding planner.
That's not my business,
note, wouldn't you?
Well, thank you for sharing, Kaz, because I've learned something new today. I did not know that people watched these wedding proposal videos so much.
A lot of people watch them.
Yeah, they do. Good to speak to you.
Thank you.
Okay, I hope your boyfriend isn't freaked out.
Same.
Love you, bye. The Scott Mills Daily. Justin Bieber on the Today Show earlier in New York. That's like their version of Good Morning Britain. And performing with a takeaway coffee cup in his hand. You know how people just stand in the office when they first arrive in the morning with like coffee cup in hand? He's doing that. He's like doing the whole song with coffee in hand, only on national American TV. I love how casual that is.
But like it's a rehearsal.
Like it's a rehearsal, only he's on. Maybe he thought it was a rehearsal. But just casual coffee cup in hand, I like it. Do you remember when Ed Sheeran came to see us on the student tour at Harper Adams Uni? He said he'd be working with Justin Bieber. He said it had been happening.
Yeah.
And he was telling us the story of how he was being driven round in Bieber's car by Bieber, and Justin is constantly playing the same track of himself over and over to Ed Sheeran and going, "This is dope, man. This is dope." And Ed's going, yes, it is.
It is.
But you
how
are
I
talking
imagine,
about yourself.
Exactly. It's how I imagine a Justin Bieber car ride to go.
Yeah.
Just constant Justin Bieber songs.
All about you. Even though Ed Sheeran's in the car with you. Now, I don't know, but that was the only place I heard that Justin Bieber and Ed Sheeran were working together when Ed came to see us on the student tour.
Yeah, exactly.
What a place for it to be announced. the student bar at Harper Adams Uni. BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily. Alice Levine, hi.
Hello. How are you?
Yeah, good. We just spoke to this girl who loves watching wedding proposal videos on YouTube because they make her cry.
Even though she doesn't know them.
Yeah.
Bit weird, right?
I know. Do you love them?
I don't love them. I think I don't really like any element of surprise. I feel uneasy about that.
Yeah, Scott's like that.
Yeah, I'd rather know in advance and, you know, have my facial expression planned.
Yeah. You should have seen when there was this surprise party for Scott once, his face when he walked in.
Stressed.
Stressed, because it's meetings of worlds, isn't it?
Yeah, and also, I just think the alchemy of a party, like you've got to get it so right.
What does that mean?
Like as in kind of like the chemistry of it all. It has to be so right. All the people have to kind of get on. Mm-hmm. My mum and dad threw me a surprise 18th birthday party. Ah!
Oh, that is awkward.
There were some people there that was literally like, oh yeah, I guess we went to nursery together like 10 years ago.
There's a reason that you keep the people from different worlds separate.
Yeah.
Don't put them together, please. Let's get on with today's Real or No Real.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Every week during her Saturday morning show on BBC Radio 2, Annika Rice gives away a signed tea towel.
Now, I don't know whether either of you have been up early enough and had Radio 2 on.
No.
Ever heard Annika Rice?
No, I haven't. No.
I haven't heard of Annika Rice since back in day, since challenging her.
Mm. She's on Innuendo Bingo every now and then, right? That's all I know of her.
She is. I don't know whether it's the early mornings getting to her or whether she's just got a crazy mind, but this is the kind of thing you can expect.
Have you got a bouncy castle?
No, it's the only thing we've not managed to get because we couldn't guarantee the weather.
You need one because you're soon to be Mrs. Castle. That would have been just perfect. Everyone could have had a bounce on you.
Oh,
that's the kind of thing you get. So can you imagine her giving away a signed tea towel? That's right, a tea towel signed by TV star of yesteryear, Annika Rice.
Has it got a face on as well? I used to have a tea towel with my face on.
Why?
Do you remember when you were at school, you would all have to draw a little picture of yourself, a little stick man of yourself, on a tea towel.
Yes.
And you'd write your name underneath it. Then at the end of the year, your parents could buy the tea towel.
Yeah, thanks.
Some official merch from school. Do you remember those tea towels?
Yeah, it's like the earliest merch that you get.
It's your first merch. Yeah.
And somebody had to draw the dinner ladies and the teachers.
Annika Rice, does she give away a signed tea towel on Saturday mornings on Radio 2?
You did say when you did early time radio that it did send you a tiny bit bonkers.
Absolutely.
So I think maybe that combined with Annika's natural kookiness.
Craziness.
I'm going to say real.
I mean, the flaw in that as well, as you run that through the wash, the signature's going to go.
It is.
But anyway, look, it's probably real. Sounds terrible.
That one's real.
Oh, wonderful.
She gives them away to the listener with the best story every week on a feature called Rice Cracker.
Oh.
I mean, that feature could be amazing or awful.
I don't know which one it's going to be, Chris. And next.
This Christmas, same old love singer Selena Gomez is bringing out a cookbook all about pickles.
Everyone brings out a book over Christmas. It's got to be done. So she will definitely have an autobiography coming out. But probably to maximise profits, a cookbook would seem likely.
I don't think Gomez is the kind of person that needs to bring a book out at Christmas.
No?
Also, do you do a book about pickling and then have the autobiography as like a kind of chaser? I don't think you kind of line the way, do you, with a pickles book?
There's a gap in the market that she's exploiting. I don't know another cookbook about pickles.
I'm not sure I've ever really delved into pickles.
Have you not done some home pickling?
No, have you? I'm sure you have.
Yeah, I do quite like to pickle.
What? What does that mean? How do you pickle something? Is it just
whack it in a jar off?
Or you
could do like Korean style, like a kimchi, or you could do a classic dill pickle.
Oh, she's so different to me. It's unreal, isn't she?
It's different worlds colliding.
Pickled rhubarb is lovely. Look at the face he's giving me though, Scott.
I know.
Can you pickle anything then?
You can pickle pretty much anything. You must have had a pickled egg.
No.
I've never had a pickled egg. I've had a pickled onion. I've never had a pickled egg. Whenever I say the word pickled, it sounds like I'm going to break into one of those rubbish rhymes that people used to say. Pickle.
Anyway, here's Selena Gomez bringing out a cookbook all about pickles, real or no real.
I'm going to go real.
I'm going to go no real.
That one is no real.
It is no real, but she did joke about releasing a pickle cookbook in an interview. Turns out Selena is a massive fan of pickles, rather like yourself, Levine.
She likes the tang.
And finally,
Radio 1 DJs Greg James and Danny Howard use the same hair product and take it in turns to buy it in bulk online.
Come on.
So,
Greg James, he's got all the Benjamins.
This must be the situation where they buy like a massive box of it, like loads of tubs of it, And then they'll be like, oh, mate, how many subs do you need? And they take it in turns
to spread
the cost. To be fair,
Danny Howard's got all the Benjamins too. They're not buying in bulk. They're paying just standard price.
How much are they getting through?
I think it's a cash and carry amount full of hair product. And then they just kind of divvy it out amongst themselves and take it in turns to buy it.
I do imagine that Greg James has very thirsty hair. It's quite thick, isn't it? Quite a dense mane.
Mm. But both of their heads of hair are very well coiffed.
Oh, they are. You very rarely see a kind of frizzy bit out of place.
No.
No, that's my theory as well, is that Greg is, it's actually a wig. Because, I mean, it never is out of place, is it?
But both of their hair is very on point, so could be the same product. What are you saying, real or no real?
This would make sense as well, because if you Google now, Chris, a picture of old school Greg James, there was I won't say it was particularly well groomed back in the day. So maybe he discovered this product.
It's like a mop, wasn't it?
It was. It really was.
Like a super mop. Oh.
Yeah.
So I don't think that they're worrying about saving a couple of pence by shipping it in wholesale. So I'm going to say no real, but I bet Danny has recommended a hair product to him.
Yeah, I think they're on the same hair tip. I think this is real.
That one is real.
Oh, my.
So it turns out that Greg James, when he first met Danny Howard, or one of the first times he met him, smelled his head and went, that smells nice. And ever since, they've been bulk buying. So one buys it 1 month. One buys it the next,
every
and they
month.
Share out.
Incredible.
Well, every couple of months, and they share out the tubs between them.
Wow.
Spreading the cost.
That's good. Buddy up, you know.
It's just a bit weird. Like, when, let's say, the delivery of the hair wax arrives at Greg's house, it's like, I'd imagine him texting Danny Howard going, right, it's here. How many do you want? It's really weird.
And bringing it into work.
Yeah, how does the delivery occur? You know, the exchange.
At the end of that round, a real or no real?
It's a draw. I got 20, Alice got 20.
Oh, boring.
Hmm. Alice, always a pleasure.
Never a chore.
And Saturday at 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. Do you know, I really enjoy your show.
Do you?
And last Saturday, I was having a big clear out of all my coats and I was listening and it was the perfect soundtrack.
You know what that will be? That'll be everyone's coats that were left over from his
house.
Halloween party.
Yeah.
He'll be chucking out.
Straight
He's done
on
that
eBay.
With my clothes
it
before.
It will be tossed.
Honestly, he's happy to toss people, other people's clothes. He did it with a suit with me once.
Well, don't leave it at my house then. It will be tossed.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Anyway, so thanks for the soundtrack to the coat clearance.
Was it really Fassbender? Good. Was he
Fassbender was on?
Yeah, there you go.
And then also a bit of Teen Award stuff.
Yeah.
A lot of Teen Award stuff.
A lot of live music. Yeah, it was a nice weekend.
I enjoyed it.
More of that kind of vibe come Saturday.
Saturday from 1 with Alice Levine. Thank you, Malala.
Ta-ta!
Tomorrow, Ben Haynow is playing Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. Make sure you listen and watch.